In this episode, Lennox will be singing Sixpence None the Richer's song, Trust. And you're going to hear a testimony also from Dietrich. If you happen to enjoy the singing you heard from Lennox today, make sure you listen to our Greatest Hits episodes 2022 and 2023, where it's nothing but Lennox singing.
Boy, don't we have a problem with trust these days? And would you agree?
Indeed, Lennox. I can't trust you to make an edible meal, or even to cook one for that matter, drive-through Sue.
Oh yeah, Dietrich? I can't trust you to have the cleaning ability of a three-year-old. And by the way, I like being a drive-through Sue.
Oh, you do? Perhaps we should talk to your doctor and see if she agrees with you on that. Hello, Piqua Family Practice. Can I speak to Dr. Lorenz, please?
You better hang up.
You know, obviously we're joking, but trust can be an issue.
And if you are a parent, you have learned at some point you have been lied to by your child, causing you to doubt your kid. And we might find out that our spouse has broken our trust through some kind of infidelity.
Like cooking infidelity?
What do you mean by that?
When you told me you were going to cook a meal and you didn't?
So I'm a cooking infidel?
Yes, you are. There's no doubt about that.
Here's another example. Those get rich schemes, you know, they don't pan out and you soon learn to not trust what these people say.
Yeah, there's so many lies out there in our society. When you have all kinds of people lying to you, it's going to get to the place where trust seems impossible. So we set up walls to protect ourselves from everybody else.
And it's not a healthy way to live. I think we all would agree with that. And so how do we deal with this issue of not trusting?
Listen to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says this, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Did you catch that there, Lennox?
I was going to say that about you. You stole my joke. You know, I think that if we just got this one verse right, Dietrich, it would solve so many issues.
Indeed it would.
Trust God. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. That means all of it, right? If you are trusting God, then you are trusting Him to take care of you. Now, it doesn't mean that everything will be peaches and cream, though. And we want to think that it means that it will be, but it doesn't.
Yeah, this is what it means. It means that no matter what you're facing, if you have placed your life, and that means everything you have, are, and will be, your money, your career, your relationships, if you put that all into His hands, He has promised that He will take care of you. The God who is all-powerful and loves you beyond anything out there will take care of you. You can trust Him, and really, what else could you ask for? I want you to listen to this song that Lennox is covering. This was done by Sixpence None the Richer, and it is called Trust.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, then He will make your path straight. Don't worry about tomorrow, He's got it under control. Just trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and He will carry you through. Sometimes it gets so tough to keep my eyes on you when things are going rough. But then I turn my eyes up to the sky and I hear your voice. It says to me, trust in the lean not on your own understanding. In all
So that song, I guess, hit the nail on the head. It's about trusting God. So what keeps us from trusting God? It's when we try to figure things out on our own that we know are beyond our ability, right? Now, obviously, there are things we can figure out, like how to cook a hot dog.
Oh, indeed, Lennox. I've seen you figure that out.
Oh, be quiet.
Then there are things we can't figure out, like how to make a woman happy.
Or how to find a good man.
Ding, DJ, ding, ding. Right here. Ding,
DJ,
ding.
Cough, cough.
Right here.
Not.
Ding, ding.
Not.
Yeah, how can you tell when you have something going on that you need to trust God with? Is it something beyond your control? Something that's making you lose sleep? Is it something that you keep going on and over in your head about, but you're not seeing any solution? These are the things that you're not going to figure out and you need to hand over to God.
So we have four steps to how to trust God. The very first step in trusting is you got to know who God is. Can't trust him if you don't get to know him. Secondly, you have to know God's heart and intentions for you. You got to know that he has good intentions. And then the third is surrendering your control over the situation. That one might be really difficult to do because we like to be in control. And then, of course, the fourth is waiting until God answers that prayer.
Yeah, so if you don't know who God is, then how can you trust him? And if you don't know his intentions for you, then how can you trust him? Learn who he is. Dive into his word. Talk to him. Pray. Meet with other believers and set your eyes on things that are bigger than your circumstances. Isn't it funny? When we decide to take time to help somebody else out, the problems that we're facing, they tend to fade and we tend to see them in their proper perspective.
Well, and two, getting into the Bible, when you do, man, you really do get to know God. You have promises that just kind of jump off the page.
Especially when you ask God to speak to you while you're reading his word.
To trust, if you just look up the definition, it says to believe in the reliability, the truth, the ability or strength of something. So when it comes to trusting God, that means believing in his reliability, his word, his strength. And the Bible says that God cannot lie and that he always keeps his promises. We know that from Psalms 145. And that he loves you and has good in store for you. That's Jeremiah 29:11. Trusting him means believing what he says about himself, about the world, and about you.
Yeah, trusting God is more than a feeling. It's a choice to have faith in what he says, even when your feelings or circumstances would have you believe something different. Your feelings and circumstances, they do matter, and they're worth paying attention to, and God cares about them both.
But those things alone are not reliable enough to base your life on. They can change at any moment, in any instant. God, on the other hand, does not change. He is worthy of your trust. God is much more reliable than even your most trustworthy friend.
Yeah, when you trust, you go to God and his word when life is hard. You're also acting in obedience to what God says in his word. And you're going to trust that he's going to ultimately take care of everything for you. When you're trusting God, you're not looking for security in other things. And we're very adept at doing that. We'll look at a million different things to make us feel purpose or hope. Our security isn't found in other things. It's found in him. You're not going to do this perfectly because nobody does. But God is kind and patient with you while you're learning to trust him. I want to tell you about a time that happened to Lennox and I. And this was, believe it or not, this was almost 30 years ago. It's hard to believe it was that long ago. I was working for a company. It was not an easy company to work for. They would work you. You'd get no breaks, no lunches. And there was one day I was just beat to death. And I was like, all right, I'm going to grab these Pop-Tarts and I'm going to go pay for them. I'm going to eat them. And so I got in line at the cash register and I pulled one out and I was eating it while I was waiting in line to pay for it. Little did I know the cashier that was bringing me out, she wanted my job. And so she told on management to me. I lost my job. It was one of the most humiliating things I'd ever gone through in my life. Because the problem was, I felt that I needed to be honest when I was going out and I was interviewing for these jobs. And so I'd interview for jobs and they would ask me why I lost that job. And I would tell them. At one interview, I told the guy why I lost my job. And he goes, come on, Dietrich, tell me the real reason why you lost your job. And I was so frustrated because I was like, I just did tell you. And that's why I said to him, I just did tell you the reason why I lost my job. We were very frustrated and I didn't feel like there was any hope whatsoever. And that song that you just heard Lennox sing, that's something that we sang together numerous times because it was tough. We were having a hard time trusting God that he was going to take care of all of this stuff. It was 2 months and we were just frustrated as to what was going to happen. And all of a sudden, I got a call out of nowhere to go to a paper mill in the town that I lived in. And so I went in for an interview. And what was so funny about this is I prayed. I know I prayed this. I said, God, you're going to have to help me because if you're wanting me to tell the truth, I'm going to have to tell this guy the truth. So I went in for the interview, and the interview wasn't even really an interview. And I got the job. He didn't ask me anything about anything. The only real question he gave me is, when could you start? And it was, the interview was on Friday. I said, I can start Monday. And I did. And it ended up being a job that fit who I was so much better than the other job that I had. You can trust God. There's nothing else in this world that you can trust perfectly, but you can trust God. And so we're going to ask you to do that. Make sure you're trusting God with all your heart.
Well, I just remember when Dietrich was going through this, this was kind of like a black mark on his resume. He was concerned. I mean, he was really concerned because this was the first time this had ever happened to him or to us as a married couple. We had no income other than what I was making. I was only working part time. It was kind of like stressful for us financially. I remember us singing this song, and many times we would be singing with tears running down our face, knowing that we didn't know what the outcome was going to be. But we knew that we had a God who would take care of us. And he did. He came through after 2 or 3 months. Dietrich just described that interview. And it was just amazing how it happened. And we knew that that verse in the Bible that says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. He came through. His word was true. And he is a faithful promise keeper.
So if you're going through something right now, talk to God. Ask him to help take care of you. Ask him, what do I need to learn when it comes to relying on you? And one of the things you may need to learn is start listening to Christian music, because that song, Trust, it carried us through. There's a quote by Rob Halford where he says, basically, music is like a time machine. All you need to hear is 2 seconds of a song that influenced you decades ago, and you can hear it again. It takes you back to that time. And it's funny. We hadn't listened to that song, Trust, for a long time until Lennox decided she wanted to record it. And so we recorded this, and it took me back to that time. When you hear a song that God used to help you get through something, it helps you to remember how you can trust him just like you did before. Until next time.